Last week, the Recording Industry Association of America began lawsuit procedures against more than 250 people for online music sharing. One of those people charged was a 12-year-old girl from a housing project in New York City. Now the music industry is facing a backlash of sorts, trying to recover from the public relations disaster of suing a young girl, and the rest of the online music sharing world is also reacting. Here to talk about this is technology writer Jenny Jardin. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, Alex.
Let's start with this 12-year-old in New York. She's an honor student. She lives with her 9-year-old brother and her mom. And her mom is saying, oh, I thought she was paying some money for this thing. And we didn't know. And not a very good target, huh?
Well, fairly or unfairly, the Brianna Lajara case definitely cast the recording industry as a bully. Their suits against individual file sharers were sort of a last resort after the RIAA lost a battle in court to shut down file sharing networks after a celebrity ad campaign failed to put a dent in downloading and after a campaign to instant message warnings to P2P users through services like Kazaa totally flopped.
There remains, it seems to me, some argument against people breaking the law and taking copyrighted material. Shouldn't they be penalized in some way?
Yes, but digital music fans argue that the recording industry really hasn't done a great job of offering alternatives. The so-called legit services like MusicNet and PressPlay that were created by the recording industry have been criticized as less than user-friendly. They offer you songs from specific catalogs where applications like Kazaa or BearShare or LimeWire offer you a virtually unlimited catalog of music to choose from.
The industry group RIAA has offered file sharers an amnesty program. How's that going?
Not too well. Critics have labeled that a shamnesty. The way it works is basically in exchange for admitting your guilt and agreeing to delete music files off of your computer, the RIAA promises not to sue you, but label members and publishing companies, even individual bands like Metallica possibly, are still free to take you to court if they like.
How have the developers of peer-to-peer software responded?
One internet pundit, Clay Shirky, said that the RIAA is effectively creating antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Some developers are now creating peer-to-peer software that provides anonymity to users. Then there are the emergence of so-called darknets, basically ways that users can share files without being tracked. Some of those services include an application called Waste that was created by one of the developers who developed Winamp. Another is called Blubster, created by a 23-year-old whiz kid out of Madrid. And another is Freenet that doesn't just allow you to exchange files, but was created to help dissidents in oppressive countries exchange information without detection.
Do people monitor downloading so closely so that you would know whether or not there has been a reaction to this, these lawsuits? That is, have people stopped downloading in the last week?
Well, according to the P2P services themselves, downloading numbers have held steady since those 261 lawsuits were filed last week. And a recent study from a technology research group Forrester says that at least half of file sharers continue to buy as many CDs or more than they did before they started downloading. So, again, the answer really depends on who you ask.
Jenny Jardin is a technology writer, co-editor of the technology weblog, boingboing.net. Jenny, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.